after Hiranyakashipu saw Lord Nrisimhadev, he decided that this was Lord Vishnu who's trying to come and kill me in this form, but he's not going to succeed because no one can conquer me, so I'm going to fight him. And that's the mentality of a demon. That was the mentality millions and millions of years ago, and it continues to be the mentality at present. If you read that article in Australia about the father having children with his daughter last week, then it was a very well written article, and the author brought up this common raised argument that people say it has two aspects. We're consenting adults and we're not hurting anyone. As long as we don't hurt anyone, then it's all right. What's all right? Anything. You're a father and you have sex with your daughter. You're of the same sex and you live together. You get married and you adopt children. You kill your own child. You commit abortion. Anything's all right because we're consenting adults. In other words, we know what we're doing. And number two, we're not hurting anybody. However, that whole concept of not hurting anyone is really a relative affair. And who's to say what's hurting someone and who's to say what's not hurting someone? Even in our modern society, suicide is illegal. It's punishable. You're not hurting anyone else, but you're hurting yourself, and you have no right to hurt yourself. And that's by the laws of the land in regards to the body. But what about the soul? And what about the laws that govern the behavior of the soul, or Atmahana, as Isha Upanishad says, that actually causes harm to the soul or kills the soul? Of course, in our modern world, people don't want to believe in these things. We don't believe in God. We don't believe in God's laws. Or if we do believe in God, then he should be a secular God who doesn't get involved in anything outside of church activities. But there is a God. He is involved in everything. The whole world is moving under his direction. Ishvara sarvbhutanam riddheshe. And therefore his laws are all-pervading, and if we don't live by his laws, then we're harming ourselves, just like a person who commits suicide harms himself. We're committing harm to ourselves, and we're committing harm to others. What to speak of the fact that we're also hurting the Creator, who established a order, a way of being, a way of living, a way of relating with others. So it does harm others when you break the laws of God. When homosexuals get married, they may say, we're consenting adults and we're not hurting anyone, but you are hurting others. You're hurting the Supreme Lord, who doesn't accept that type of conduct. You're hurting other people who don't believe in those type of values and who think that by your behavior, you're just lowering the overall standards of society and undermining the lifestyle that such persons want for themselves, for their own family, and so on. And ultimately, you're hurting yourself because you're also going to be punished for these things. Therefore, we can't take Hiranyakashipu's stand, which is to act against the will of the Supreme. We have to know what are the real laws of the land, what it means not to hurt others, and the Shastra Vidimutsrija, and we cannot reject Shastric injunction. Rather, we have to accept and base our whole lives, Shastra Joni Bhat. We should focus our whole lives on scripture. How should we eat? How should we sleep? How should we mate? How should we work? How should we practice spiritual life? How should we go back to Godhead? What is the goal of human form of life? And when we do that, we avoid the type of punishment that atheistic people, demoniac people, receive the same type of punishment that Hiranyakashipu also received at the hands of Lord Nrisimhadeva. So it's not enough to say, well, we're not hurting anyone, because you don't know what hurting is, and you don't know what anyone is. You say that a child is not really alive until 14, 16 weeks in the womb, and therefore he can be killed up till then. But that's wrong. And therefore, abortion is killing someone. It is hurting someone. And whether someone believes it or not, they have to suffer. So do we want to suffer? Then, if we don't want to suffer, and no one does want to suffer, then you should find out what the laws of the world are, which we are duty-bound to accept and follow. You may say that animals have no souls, and therefore there's no sin in killing them, but that's not what scriptures say. That's not what common sense says. Animals do have souls, and therefore meat-eating is hurting someone else. And of course, that's the not hurting side of it. And what about we're consenting adults? Just because you consent and just because you're adults, that doesn't mean that you have the right to do anything and everything. Two consenting adults get together to kill a third. That consent and adulthood means nothing. Or they're out to steal one's fortunes. So adult is a person who actually really knows what the goal of life is, not someone who's beyond 18 years of age. And consenting, what is the meaning of the word consent? Someone can only consent when they really know what are the consequences of an activity, when they really know what are the laws of cause and effect, and they'll know what will come as a consequence of their so-called consent. Now, until then, they're not consenting, they're ignorant. You consent as a consequence of knowledge, not as a consequence of being in ignorance. So the whole idea, we're consenting adults, and as long as we don't hurt anyone, it's all right. You're not consenting because you don't know what it's about. You're not adults, you just have older bodies, but you're children because you live like children, trying to simply play in this world rather than take responsibility for the human form of life and try to achieve perfection. And you are hurting other people, starting with yourself, to all the way up to the Supreme Person and everyone in between. Therefore, this type of argument, which we really hear regularly, and not just hear from people, but this is the type of logic that politicians, lawyers, the media use in order to justify people doing all kinds of other things. The end result of being is that we have a society in which crime is more than ever before, disease is more than ever before, people are depressed, they have all kinds of neuroses, psychological problems, there's more divorces than ever before, there's more frustrated children who have one parent, no parent families, there's more inequality in the world now than there was ever before in terms of the distribution of wealth. Which means that overall, the idea of consenting adults, not hurting others, doesn't bear out in the overall fiber and direction of society and humanity. So as Vaishnavas, we want a different type of lifestyle. We want to live differently. We want a quality life. We want to base our existence wholly and solely on the will of the Lord. We don't want to compromise our values. Even if we're adults, we still consider ourselves to be followers and directed by Scripture. And whether we like it or not, in other words, whether we consent or not, still we consent to do what it is that the Lord wants, because our primary concern is to please Him. In other words, not to hurt Him. And if by pleasing Him, sometimes we may hurt others or others may be disturbed, then that's not because we're causing pain to others. It's just that people are pained by actually having to do the right thing. People are disturbed. Why are you chanting the holy names of God out in the street and disturbing people? The fact that you're disturbed by the Yuga Dharma, by the religious process of this age is your misfortune. But being hurt and disturbed also constitutes a frame of mind, and that frame of mind, once again, is dependent upon knowing the real basics of what life is all about, the basics of Krishna consciousness. So we will continue like that, following the laws of the land, and also following the laws of the Lord. And we reject other people who think that simply by following the laws of the land, that's enough. And that way they should be allowed to do whatever they want and still be considered to be good citizens. Hare Krishna.